Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It starts with one of our favorite people. I got great news for you. If you live in Pennsylvania or Jersey, you can get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Go to vermeilwines.com for the coach's entire wine selection. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend, the soon-to-be Hall of Fame coach, Dick Vermeil, is with us. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
All right, so, Dick, a big story breaks this morning that after the loss on Sunday, Nick Sirianni looked at the tape, called it his defensive staff, and ripped them to their faces. Did you ever yell at your assistants?
I don't remember doing so. I don't remember. Normally, my defensive staff was an outstanding staff, you know, the likes of, you know, Bud Carson, you know, these kind of people. I was very, very fortunate. Peter Junta, John Bunning, and Marion Campbell was especially good. So I never really had that opportunity, though we did play some bad defense from time to time.
Right. Well, are the Eagles playing bad defense right now, Dick?
Well, no one's playing well enough on either side of the ball. You know, that's why they have a win-loss record, and they're playing tough teams. A lot of these early games, your success is dependent upon who you play. For example, Carolina this week, they played – losing teams and one winning team, you know, so your stats and your performance is always a little bit more positive. But anyway, they have a ways to go to get better. I think the number one thing they got to do is either quit going for fourth and one or fourth situations or come up with better plays, because they're 1-for-7. That's not a very good percentage. That's last in the NFL.
Yeah, that is not good. They're also first in the NFL in penalties. They're having a real hard time stopping the run, Dick. What I'm trying to figure out is apparently the defensive coordinator, Jonathan Gannett, said he has no scheme. Do you need a scheme on defense?
Well, I think it all is dependent upon your scheme and the philosophy with you play it and how you utilize your players. Yes, you definitely need a pure system to start from, a base foundation. And you know, they played well enough to beat the Atlanta Falcons. They kept the 49ers in the ball game with us having an opportunity to win. So, and when you play a great offensive team like the Chiefs, they exploit everybody. They exploit other good teams. Now, will they do that against Buffalo this week? When great teams play great teams, then you really see who has the best defense, who has the best offense.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Dick. We are not anywhere near as knowledgeable on football as somebody like you or even some of these commentators. When you have linebackers on 2 touchdowns covering the fastest receiver in the game, Tyreek Hill, I mean, that is a mistake right there that's obvious to everybody, isn't it? Doesn't that expose an ineptitude on the coaching staff?
It sure does not expose ineptitude on the staff. It's just a bad luck. You know, they would have never called that defense that's against that formation if they knew they were going to be in that formation. But sometimes offensive coaches win. You know, and maybe a blitz call at that time would have sacked the quarterback. But you don't like those mismatches. And I'm sure they didn't call that defense anticipating that type of formation. No, you want to stay away from those mismatches. And really, Andy Reid is great at creating those mismatches. And sometimes you call plays and get in formations because you have a slight advantage in your preparation that tells you you might get this kind of coverage versus this formation, and you'll take a shot at it. If you're lucky, you get that defense called at that time, and you win the battle. you still have to throw the ball complete.
Dick, here's the public perception four games into Sirianni's reign as the coach. Most people think right now you're seeing amateur hour, that these guys really don't know what he's doing. He doesn't. He has no real veteran with the only his offensive line coach. There are no veteran coaches with him. They look like they're getting unmasked as not knowing what they're doing. Do you see that?
No. I just see a football team that's not real good yet. They'll get
okay.
better. They'll get better, really. You know, and you've got to go back to seeing them play the first two games rather than just evaluating last week, because Kansas City can make anybody look bad. You know, and Buffalo might make Kansas City look bad this week, you know. And then they've got to quit getting penalized. You know, when you're a marginal team, the penalties that you get magnify the outcome of the ball game in a negative way. When you're a real good football team, you still get penalties, but you overcome them. You know, you win in spite of them. But when you're like we are right now, because I've coached many teams in the same situation that Nick is in right now, and you're going to be exposed and you're going to get in situations where penalties kill you. You hope to get to the point where you're winning and the penalties, you overcome them, you know, but by your players overcome them, they help. And your defense turns around and creates penalties against your opponents. So it'll balance out somewhere down the road, but they've got a tough schedule in front of them right now.
All right, Dick, I'm curious, a coaching point. It was reported during the game on Sunday by the Southern reporter, Evan Washburn, that when the Eagles are practicing, they're pretty short practices, Nick Sirianni does not stop when somebody gets a penalty. They work on it later. When you coached, did you stop to practice there and talk to the person who was offside or whatever the infraction was, or did you wait the way Nick does?
No, you know, I relied on my coaches as well as myself. You know, I once worked for a head coach that's made the statement to his staff about once a week. A man profits by his mistake directly proportional how much you make him suffer when he makes it. Okay.
I
included that in my thinking. So I got a little softer as I got older, I will admit. But the assistant coaches are also responsible for the discipline of the football team, not just the head coach.
Oh, you were a young coach when you started here too, pretty much the same age as Nick. Dick, how hard is it?
Well, you know, I had an advantage.
Yeah.
I was a head coach in high school. I was a head coach in junior college. I was a head coach in Division I football. And so I think that gave me an advantage in overall leadership. And also it allowed me the opportunity to evaluate people as they matured from high school to junior college to college and then into the NFL. And I think that really gave me an advantage of evaluating personalities and putting things together to fit programs and the kind of people you hire to help you coach. I was always surrounded by wisdom. You know, like when we brought Sid Gilman. And I brought Sid Gilman in to coach me as much as I brought him in to coach Jaworski or anybody else, to coach my entire offensive staff. And believe me, he made a contribution, a wonderful contribution.
So am I hearing that there should have been more experience put on the staff when they were forming it with a rookie head coach?
I don't say that. You know, look at the young coaches at the Rams. Watch him play last night. He's doing a wonderful job. You watch San Diego Chargers. I think the average age of their staff is under 40 years over the Chargers.
Wow.
That's the trend they're going right now. You don't have to pay them as much. You know, you're not paying a guy. That's one thing, I think. But young coaches tend to feel more confident in hiring people at their same age level, because some people are a little intimidated by people with a lot of experience. I loved having people around me that had a lot of experience. I think that was initiated by George Allen, being around George Allen, and appreciating the value of older players and their experiences and the contribution they could make even during the game. You know, the Jack Pardees, the Maxie Bonds, the Richie Pettibones, the Deacon Jones, the Merle Olsons, and these guys. He loved those older players. First off, they made fewer mistakes, but they also contributed to the performance of a team more so than just an average player.
Wow. All right, Dick, before the pick, you know I'm always here to help people. It's what I do here. Dick, let's say that later today Nick Sirianni calls Dick for a meal and says, Dick, I need some advice. What should I do here? What would you say to him?
Hang tough, be yourself, you know, and admit you make some mistakes and move on. But you don't carry all the blame on your own back. Everybody is responsible for winning and losing in an organization. Personnel department, the general manager, the head coach, the assistant coaches, hold everybody responsible, not just yourself. You can beat yourself up to a point, which I have done in my career, and you become less effective as a football coach. So everyone has got to be held responsible in a positive way. You know, you wouldn't have hired them or wouldn't have signed them if you didn't think they were going to help you win.
Great advice. Dick, what does your computer say about Eagles at Carolina, and what do you think?
Well, it says Carolina. It says Carolina, and Carolina is a good football team. Mm-hmm. You know, they're number one in the league in regard to a defensive stat, pass plays completed and run attempts. They only allow 37 of successful offensive plays a game. Wow. Now, they've played some weak teams, okay? Yeah. They've played the Jets, and they've played Houston, so those stats are distorted. But there's only two ways to move the ball offensively, run it and throw a completed pass. We, the Eagles, have to do a better job of that, especially against Carolina, because their defense does the best job in the football league, in the NFL league, of preventing you from doing that successfully. So it's going to be tough for them. It'll be really tough. And I'll tell you, their coach is a fine football coach. I watched him coach at Temple, then he goes to Baylor, then he comes there. And last year when Carolina was getting beat, they played good teams tough. You know, no one beat him around. So I really predicted in my own mind they would be a playoff team this year. Hmm.
So you are predicting that the Panthers and Matt Rhule will beat the Eagles. Is that what I'm hearing, Dick?
Yes. Yeah, they will. Man, my prediction card says they'll beat him by 13. Now that you have four games into the computer, it starts getting a little more accurate.
Dick, we love you, man. Thank you so much, as always, Dick. Thanks.
Take care. Thank
Dick
you.
For me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.